بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. In this program we are learning the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the Ahadith, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as well as the people of Jannah. And hopefully, inshallah, we are making this intention in the beginning of our program to learn the Quranic language, to understand better the Quran, to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to understand also the conversations if we go to an Arab country or during Hajj season, during Umrah season, then inshallah we'll be able to communicate with people, hoping for the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely grant you this reward. We are learning from the Noble Quran, and what an honor indeed to learn from the Quran. And we are learning in order, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Baqarah, and we go on inshallah until we learn the entire Quran and the vocabs of the entire Quran. All what you need to do from you is to register with us as one of the students of Al-Arabiyya Al-Jami'a just by giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer. This will not be published it will not be aired. We'll just for our records. That will take your name and your telephone number, and we'll give you a student number starting from 261. Right. So, inshallah, by that you will be registered with us in the program. And we need also a notebook in which you can write down the vocabs, the sentences, the important words which we're going to give, inshallah, to our students. Don't forget, if you didn't join the program from the beginning, then you still can join us and benefit from the program. And we are making so many revisions. Almost every second program, there is a revision in which we are studying more and revising on whatever we have learned. So you won't miss, inshallah, anything in this program. Open your kitab on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 247. Verse number 248, sorry. Right? Ya bani is 247, sorry, it's 247, yes. Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum 'ala al-'alamin. Wattaqu yawman la tajzi nafsun 'an nafsin shay'an wa la yuqbalu minha shafa'atun wa la yu'khadhu minha 'adlun. ولا هم ينصرون يا بني إسرائيل. يا is a نداء. يا is a نداء. It's a vocative particle. It's called يا. O means O. يا. يا محمد. يا إبراهيم. يا إسماعيل. O. يا means O. It's just يا and ألف. It's called نداء in Arabic. يا and ألف. To call upon someone, we say يا. Just like to alert the person, oh, so and so, like that. Ya bani, bani. The word bani, taken from the word ibn, which means son. Ibn means son or child. And bani refers to group of people. Bani means the children. Bani Israel, children of Israel. Ya bani Israel, O children of Israel, referring to the Israel nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about them. In that time, they were the believers in the Prophet Moses, or Musa, peace be upon him. Ya bani Israel, O children of Israel. Israel is a prophet. Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam is called Israel. So we got also the name of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam is called Israel. And this is different from the country, Israel. The Prophet Israel alayhi salam is a prophet, and his name some years later they called that country by the name of that prophet. However, the prophet itself, his name is Ya'qub or Israel. Ya Bani Israel, referring to the children of this prophet or the nation that came from the progeny of this prophet. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. اذكروا, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a message to this nation. He says اذكروا نعمتي, remember my favor upon you. Remember or mention my favor upon you. Udhkur means remember or mention. Udhkur. Alif Dhal. Alif Dhal Kafra. Udhkur. Alif Dhal Kafra. Udhkur. It's a request verb. Udhkur. And the present tense verb is Yadhkur. Yadhkur. يا ذال كافرا يذكر means to remember or to mention يذكر اذكروا group of people he's talking to a group of people to a whole nation اذكروا واو an alif at the end it's called واو الجماعة the واو of the group it's always is being placed when we are talking about a group so it's being always attached to the verb towards the end of the verb we add the واو and alif at the end اذكروا remember نعمتي نعمتي نعمة only means favor or blessing or grace نعمة some people keep it as a female name say what's your name my name is نعمة نعمة favor or blessing or grace نعمة نون عين ميم and attached to the ميم round ta نعمتي نعمتي my favor نعمتي my favor remember my favor نعمتي my favor that yeah at the end it's a pronoun yeah a singular possessive pronoun referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نعمتي my favor التي أنعمت التي which التي means which التي ألف لام there is a shadda and fatha on top of the lam so we say Allah we stress upon the lam التي التي which أنعمت yeah we got نعمة we just studied نعمة which means blessing or favor now أنعمت this is the verb taken from the same word أنعم نعمة أنعم نعمة bless نعمة means blessing أنعم means to bless or to bestow ينعم the verb ينعم means to bless or to bestow أنعم past tense I bestowed or blessed you أنعمت I bestowed upon you اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم upon you عليكم على only means upon or on and كم attached to it means you group of people أنعمت عليكم upon you which I bestowed upon you أنعمت أنعمت means I bestowed or I blessed you أنعمت is ألف نون عين ميم that's أنعم alone then adding the ta which refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أنعمت I bestowed عليكم upon you so أنعم is a verb means to bestow or to bless أنعم ينعم right أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم وأني and that I am also remember that I am وأني وأني means and I am فضلتكم I preferred you I chosen you I've chosen you I فضلتكم فضل means to choose or to prefer so we can use this verb a lot also in Arabic أنا أفضل I prefer this whole text أنا أفضل means I prefer أنا أفضل write it down very important verb أنا أفضل هذا I prefer this أنا أفضل ذلك I prefer that أنا أفضل هذا القميص I prefer this shirt أنا أفضل هذا الكرسي I prefer this chair I prefer means أنا أفضل أنا means I and أفضل means prefer أفضل ألف فاء ضاد لام on top of the ضاد you put شدة and a فتحة أفضل sorry شدة and a كسرة so instead of saying أفضل 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 means I prefer أفضل شدة and a كسرة شدة is a small W on top of the ضاد and كسرة is a small dash under the شدة so you put it together to pronounce it with a تشديد stressing on the ضاد with a كسرة by saying أفضي أفضي أفضل أفضل means I prefer right وأني فضلتكم this is a past tense فضلتكم فضل only means past tense means preferred Now, فضلتكم, I preferred you. فضلتكم, I preferred you, or I've chosen you. Somebody might ask, how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing them? Allah chose them because they were the only believers at that time. They were the only believers in the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, at that time. They were the people who believed in the prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing them. And the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or his preference to this nation, was to the believers from this nation. It wasn't just to the race of the people. But it was actually to the believers amongst them. Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen them for their belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them. Because they were the only believers at that time. But then if those people rejected the faith after that or worshipped the another idols or worshipped anything, the calf and so on, then The prefer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no more. It's only to the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and blessings is to the muttaqeen, to those who are conscious about Him. Right. So إِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choosing them in the past. عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, over all worlds. Over all worlds they were chosen. Allah choosing them and sent in amongst them many prophets. عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, over all worlds. العالمين, عالم means world. One word عالم means world. العالم, the world. العالم, the world. Right, the plural is العالمين, the worlds. العالمين, the worlds. This is different from the word عالم. We mustn't mix between عالم and عالم. However, both of them have the same spelling. عالم is عين ألف لام ميم. عالم is عين ألف لام ميم. But عالم, you find a fatha on top of the lam, a small dash on top of the lam, so we pronounce it عالى, عالم. While if this small dash is under the lam, we will pronounce it عالم. There's major difference between the two. عالم means world, while عالم means knowledgeable, knowledgeable person. عالم, knowledgeable person. عالم, world. Plural of عالم is عالمين or عوالم, also correct. While plural of عالم is علماء. علماء. Right? So don't mix between the two. It's the same spelling but different pronunciation. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and I preferred you over all worlds. Moving on to the next verse. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, and be conscious of a day, or fear a day. The word taqwa means to fear or to be conscious of. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا, fear a day. لا تجزي نفس عن نفس, لا تجزي. It will not, on that day, it will not avail, it will not benefit a soul, any soul, it will not benefit any soul. نفس, نفس means soul. And تجزي means to avail or to benefit. تجزي, to avail or to benefit. لا تجزي نفس عن نفس, a soul will not be availed or will not be benefiting to any other soul, to not be able to benefit any other soul. Nafsun an nafsin. And you can see here the word nafs, sometimes it is pronounced nafsun and sometimes it is pronounced nafsin. Sometimes it is with the dhamma, nafsun. And sometimes it is with the kasra, nafsin. Why is that? Because this is the beauty of the Arabic language. It depends on the position of the word in the sentence. The harakat, the pronunciation of the word changes. The position of the word in the sentence. لا تجزي نفس, نفس is coming in a position of a fa'il. So it's مرفوع, so we pronounce it نفس. عن نفس, نفس is a مفعول به. The last, the second one is a مفعول به. So and after عن, and always after the preposition عن, you find the كسرة coming. So it's نفس, عن نفس. Right? شيئا, no soul will be able to benefit other soul with anything. شيئا, شيئا, شيء means thing. شيئا, anything. ولا يقبل منها شفاعة, ولا يقبل منها شفاعة, and it will not be accepted. يقبل, to accept, to be accepted. يقبل is to be accepted, while يقبل only the verb in the net, in the active form, it means to accept. يقبل, أنا أقبل, I accept. Very, very important verb. أقبل. أنا أقبل هذا, I accept this. أنا أقبل هذه الأجرة, I accept this rent. أنا أقبل means I accept. أنا لا أقبل, I do not accept. أنا لا أقبل, I do not accept. أنا لا أقبل هذا, I don't accept this. Very important phrase. أنا لا أقبل, I don't accept. أنا أقبل, I accept. Hope you wrote it down. أقبل is ألف قاف باء لام. أقبل. Right. While لا يقبل, he doesn't accept. يقبل is different. يقبل is to be accepted. يقبل is to be accepted. ولا يقبل, and it will not be accepted. منها, from it. من alone means from. منها, from it. From that soul. The ها ألف here refers to the soul. ولا يقبل منها, and it will not be accepted from it. شفاعة, intercession. It will not be accepted from it any intercession. Any intercession. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ, and it will not be taken from it any compensation. ولا يؤخذ, it will not be taken. يؤخذ means to be taken. يؤخذ, يؤخذ to be taken. يأخذ alone means to take. يؤخذ to be taken. يؤخذ منها, it will not be taken from it. منها, from it. عدل, any compensation. عدل can means compensation, عين دال لام, and can means also justice. عدل also can means justice. It's the opposite of injustice, which is ظلم. عدل, ظلم. ظلم is oppression. عدل is justice. Or compensation refers here to you won't be able to give back anything that you have wasted or oppressed. You won't be able to give it back or compensate. Yeah. ولا هم ينصرون, ولا هم, and they will not, ولا هم, and they will not, ينصرون, they will not be helped or supported, they will not be helped or supported, ولا هم ينصرون. The next verse, verse 49, وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون, وإذ نجيناكم, verse 49, وإذ, and when, remember when, وإذ نجيناكم, when we have saved you, when we saved you, نجيناكم, ينجي means to save, ينجي means to save. Taking from this verb, the noun نجاه, salvation or being or saving, salvation or saving is نجاه, نجاه. Some people keep it as a female name, نجاه, نجاه means salvation or saving. نجاه, نون, جيم, ألف and round تاء, نجاه. Right? While نجّى, past tense means saved. ينجّي is present tense verb, means to save. وينجّي الله الذين اتقوا. Allah will save those people who are conscious of Him. While نجّيناكم, we saved you. نجّيناكم. نجّيناكم. We saved you. Using the royal plural here, which is used for respect. ونجّيناكم. نجّيناكم. نجيناكم means we saved you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Himself. We saved you. Using the royal plural. The royal pronoun is called like that. نجيناكم من آل فرعون. Saved you from what? From. من. From. آل فرعون. From the people of the Pharaoh. From فرعون. The people of the Pharaoh. فرعون. And the term فرعون here is not the name of the person. But فرعون was a title given to the kings of Egypt. The kings of Egypt in the past used to be called Pharaoh. Pharaoh. So, this was a title given to many pharaohs, to many people. It wasn't just giving to one person, but the term Pharaoh refers to the king of Egypt. نجيناكم من آل فرعون, we saved you from the Pharaoh. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means a certain Pharaoh, certain one, who was an oppressive one. نجيناكم من آل فرعون, from the people of the Pharaoh. يسومونكم, يسومونكم. They are afflicting you. يسوم means to afflict or to punish. سوء العذاب, with horrible punishment. They were punishing them, the children of Israel. They were punished by the pharaohs and his soldiers and his people with very terrible torment or punishment or suffering. He used to punish them a lot and trouble them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from this punishment and from the suffering and from this torture. سوء العذاب. سوء means horrible or bad or evil. سوء. سين, واو and همزة. سوء means evil or bad or horrible. سوء العذاب means the horrible torture or the evil punishment. Also can refers to سوء العذاب. يسومونكم سوء العذاب. Who they were punishing you with horrible punishment or horrible torture. Azab is punishment or torture. Ayn dhal alif ba. Ayn dhal alif ba. Azab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some examples of the punishment that the Fir'aun used to afflict upon the people of Israel. Yudhabbihuna abna'akum. They used to slaughter your children. They used to slaughter the children of Israel. The children of the Israel nation, they used to be slaughtered by the Pharaoh. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, Allah said. We saved you from that, fate, when they used to slaughter your children. يُذَبِّحُونَ means to slaughter. يُذَبِّحُونَ, group of people here. يَذْبَحْ alone means to slaughter. يَذْبَحْ. يذبح الأضحية, slaughter the sheep. يذبح, يا ذال باحا, يذبح. يذبح, يذبح here is not just slaughter one time, but many slaughter is continuously doing. So يذبح is used here. يذبح in a sense that they used to do it excessively. They used to slaughter many children from the children of Israel. يذبحون, they used to slaughter a lot. يذبحون أبناءكم, slaughter your children, your sons. أبناءكم, ابن means son. أبناءكم, your sons, they used to slaughter their sons. They don't want them to multiply. يذبحون أبناءكم, أبناءكم, your sons. ويستحيون نساءكم, ويستحيون نساءكم. يستحي, يستحيو means here that they keep them alive for themselves as slaves. They keep the women alive as slaves. So the pharaohs and his people, they used to take the women of Israel, of the Israel nation, as slaves. ويستحيون نساءكم, they take them as slaves. نساء means women. نساء, نون, سين, ألف, and همزة. نساءكم, your women. And they used to let a life for themselves or take them as slaves, your women. وفي ذلكم بلاء, and in that. وفي ذلكم, in that. في means in, it's a preposition. وفي ذلكم, in that, was بلاء, a trial, a test. It was a test for you. All these problems that happened to you, the troubles, it was a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you through that evil thing that happened by some evil people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even such a thing is also a test from Allah. Test to your patience, test your belief. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ, and in that is, was a trial for you or a test. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, from your Lord, عَظِيمٌ, and it was a great test. It wasn't just a test, it was a great test for you. Same like the believers in most of the nations, they were also tested by such tests. In the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also tested. The believers were tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the same Quran which we are reading, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. Do you think that you will be left to say we believe and that you will enter Jannah, paradise, without being tested? Nay, but you will be tested like the nations before you. They were tested. Until the messenger of Allah and the believers with him would say, where is the victory of Allah? Where is the victory of Allah? So all the nations were tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing the believers by such trials and tribulations and troubles. Same like how it's happening today also to the Muslim nations. We find the tests are coming to them, very strong and severe. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the victory after that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. This was just Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami'a for today. And in the coming program, inshallah, it will be a general revision. After that, we'll continue taking and learning more from the noble Quran. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.